right. So all morning when talking about that, we were having snow and then the snow disappeared. Jackson was throwing crap out at our local meteorologist. And I said, I'm going to call one of them and get him on the phone. And joining us now is Hattie. Yes, I'm so glad you got a hold of back with me, Hattie.
I will say I did name a few names, but yours wasn't one that I had named.
That's
so,
right.
But I did. I have been throwing shade.
I don't know whether to thank you or not. Yeah.
I have been throwing shade or clouds at, at your brethren and at people in your field. I have been. I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah, why don't you tell Hattie to her face one of the lines you used this morning?
So here's all I said was there's been all these updates in technology. You know, the iPhone came out in, what, 2001 or something like that and revolutionized the world. It does not seem like the weather people have gotten any better at predicting the weather since 1995. Has there been an issue? Do we need a Steve Jobs of Doppler?
Well, here, Jackson, in 1995, we were doing a 5-day extended forecast. Now we're doing a 10-day extended forecast.
Ooh.
So there's a huge difference there.
What's the batting average, though? Do you guys track your batting average?
Well, we don't keep a score, per se. But the forecast is not set in stone, for sure.
Clearly.
It can change, and you should expect it to change.
Yeah.
These forecast models run several times a day, and each time they're run, they get new data input, new observations that go into the model, and then it reruns and, you know, goes through all the mathematical equations and spits out the answers. So every time there's new input, the numbers and the path of storms and all of those parameters will likely change. Now, sometimes the models agree wonderfully and the forecast is crystal clear days in advance. But other times they disagree and you sort of watch trends. And that's what we're doing with this one. You know, over the weekend it looked like a huge snowstorm was going to dump a lot of snow on southern Wisconsin. But as early as late Sunday into Monday, a few of the models started taking that storm further south, and then more of them followed in that trend, and it became obvious that we weren't going to be the ones that were going to get the snow. The snow is still happening. It's just not happening here.
Now, and I'm obviously giving you guys fun, you know, tongue-in-cheek, but when you're out and about, does anyone ever come up to you and yell out about a different weather report that they thought was going to happen than was given?
All the time.
That's got to be rough.
This is a very humbling career, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, we have a text
Poor
line.
Hattie.
We have a text line where people love to correct me, and I am...
Oh, Jackson gets livid.
I'm no longer allowed to reply to them per the boss.
Yeah, I reply to them nicely.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine what it is that you guys have to go through. But I had a lot of fun this morning talking about the
not
snow.
And don't you feel better now that Hattie has painted the picture for
Certainly.
You?
Certainly, yes. Hattie is a professional.
Again, take the forecast, especially 5 through 10 days. Take that with some grains of salt, because that, especially that far out, is going to change. Trends.
How far are we away from a 15-day forecast? Let's start getting this going. You know what I mean?
Well, I could put one together for you, but it wouldn't be very accurate.
You're
already complaining about the 10-day, so.
Do you base any of your predictions off the Farmer's Almanac?
No, never.
Okay.
Don't bring up those two words to a meteorologist, right, Hattie?
Yeah, they don't disclose their methods. I don't know what they do to get those forecasts.
Well, Hattie, thank you so much for checking in with us, educating us, and we'll see you on Channel 3.
All right, thanks, guys.